opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get a little bit more perspective on what's going on from ESPN, FDN Fantasy. Aaron Schatz is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Aaron, thanks a million for joining us. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. It's been a busy off season, but I'm ready to get started.
It's almost over, my friend. We're almost there. I'm ready for camp, and I'm ready for some football on all levels. But you know, obviously, it's a year for the Browns that we're waiting to see what happens. And you know, can they pull off a miracle and be something that everybody thinks they're not? Who knows? They've got four quarterbacks to go into this thing. So let me start with that question. Do you think the Browns can go into the regular season with four quarterbacks on the roster?
No, I don't think they're going to go with four quarterbacks on the roster. My guess is, well, honestly, my guess is that whoever loses the job between Pickett and Flacco, they might try to flip somewhere else and keep both rookies. Because it doesn't make sense to use the draft picks on the rookies and then not keep both of them. But Sanders is a fifth, so I suppose you could try to drop him to the practice squad. I can't imagine they're going to do four quarterbacks.
Which guy I say this, obviously, to me the answer, Aaron, is whichever guy doesn't play the best. But are you thinking you're keeping two rookies or are you keeping two veterans? Because it clearly is going to come down that way. I don't know how you give up on the rookies if you think either one of them has any chance of playing down the road. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you completely. Well, it's hard for me to put myself in the Browns' brain because I would never have really drafted Dillard Gabriel. Like, that was a surprise to a lot of people, and it was a surprise to me. But clearly they see something in him. They took him in the third round. So I see something in Sanders. So I would think you would want to keep both of them. So, yeah, I would think the best thing for them to do is whichever veteran doesn't win the camp battle, they either try to flip to a team that's had an injury or they cut. But I don't know if that's what they're going to do. It sort of depends on what the two rookies show. It's very difficult to imagine a world where they cut Gabriel. You just don't cut third-round picks. You don't send them to the practice squad. They make the team. But it sort of depends on what Sanders does to see whether they keep him.
Aaron, size up the AFC North for me. Pittsburgh's in a weird spot. I mean, I would just, you know, here they are. They've got a quarterback that's been successful throughout his career, with the exception, the New Yorkers will probably argue with me on that. But, you know, you look at what Pittsburgh is, and we already know what Baltimore, and you have to respect the you-know-what out of Cincinnati's quarterback situation.
Well, our numbers love Baltimore. Baltimore was our number one team the last 2 years. So our numbers think Baltimore is fabulous. Doesn't see a particular reason why they failed in the playoffs. They've just played against good teams and had things not quite go their way. And it's not like they've gotten clobbered in the playoffs or anything like that. So Baltimore looks very strong. Cincinnati obviously has a great offense and questionable defense. Pittsburgh, yeah, like you said, I'm just not a Rodgers believer. He did not play well, and it's not like they didn't give him good receivers. He had Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams, and he had a reasonable offensive line. So I think the problem is that Rodgers just doesn't have it anymore, and we see their defense actually taking a little bit of a step back.
Aaron, if you're the Browns and you go into training camp and you have Jerry Jeudy at wide receiver and then nothing but question marks, what are you thinking? Is that okay from your perspective, and the way that you study the NFL?
Dude, look at a lot of things about this team that are not okay, right? I mean, I think the first thing is I think the Browns are in this mindset, which is it's not going to happen this year. We're building for the future. So what we need to do is get young players some playing time and figure out what they can be. What can Cedric Tillman be? What can, I don't know, Jamari Thrash be? But they don't have a lot of those receivers that are young that they can see what they are going to be. Tillman's in his third year, Thrash is in his second. So, I mean, we know Jeudy, right? He's, you know, really good. What can Fannin be, right, at tight end? I think their defense is going to be very good. There is a lot of talent on this defense. There's a very good defensive coordinator. There's a very strong chance of a rebound. We know they were very good 2 years ago. What happened last year was, I mean, first of all, they don't get that much pressure outside of a Garrett, and Mason Graham should help with that a lot. The other is the secondary did not play well last year, but secondary performance is very inconsistent, and the secondary had played well the year before. So it's, you know, it's definitely possible that Ward, Emerson, Newsom, those guys all bounce back this year. And that this defense is pretty good. The problem is that the offense looks awful.
It's funny because a lot of things you said that I've kind of thought, and it's like, okay, if they want to get young, give young guys a chance and start grooming towards the future, that this is an opportunity. And then Myles Garrett says, hey, I want to go. And then they figure out a way to get him to stay. Is that kind of not a conflict of interest, but it takes two philosophies and kind of takes them in different ways, where they could have got a giant haul for Miles if they wanted to trade him. No one here wanted to see him trade him, but if you were truly planning for the future, would you have not traded him?
The problem is Garrett is so good that in 2 or 3 years, he's still going probably to be that good. It's not like you're trading a guy who in 2 or 3 years is going to decline for a bunch of stuff. You're trading a guy who in 2 or 3 years is probably going to still be one of the top 2 or 3 defensive players in the league for a bunch of stuff. So I see the reason to keep him, and I've got to think that Garrett knows that as much as he said he wanted to play for a winner, that it's not happening this year. They probably gave him assurances about building and what they think they can do in 2026. But it's not happening. It's not happening this year. And I think he knows that.
How do guys balance the idea, Aaron, when they throw out, like Myles Garrett, that, you know, I want to play for championships and everything else, which is, you know, that sounds great. And then the reality strikes and you get dangled ungodly money in front of you. To me, there's no question. In that sport, you take the money. Do you not? I think the words ring hollow most of the time.
It's hard for me to know. I've never had that money dangled in front of me.
Hey, join our club.
Have it happen, and I have a feeling I would take it if it was there. I think when you get older, when you're in your early 30s, mid-30s in the NFL, then if you've never won, you go ring chasing. Then you sign with good teams, you know, DeAndre Hopkins signing with Baltimore, that kind of thing. Maybe for a little less money for the chance for a ring. When you're in your prime, like Garrett is, you get all the money you can get. And that's what he did.
Aaron, if you're Kevin Stefanski and you're looking at this, again, I talk about like these.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not these tug of war conversations you might have. Like if you're the Browns and you think, oh, we're going to be a fourth place team and we're really looking for the future. We want to figure out who our quarterback is. Do we not want to have to maybe combine our two first round picks next year to have to go get a quarterback in the draft? If you're Kevin, like, and the ownership has been good to him. I mean, I don't know if there's every team in the league would have kept him for this season and kept everyone there. What how many wins does he need to get to keep his job, or what does he need to do? Is it just a matter of showing improvement and showing that the team won't quit? I think Kevin's in a really weird spot this year.
I think showing that the team won't quit is a good one. Listen, if they were to get rid of Stefanski, he would get hired by another team.
Yes.
Everyone in the league has a lot of respect for him. I don't think anybody looks at the situation in Cleveland and thinks that this is his fault. I think you can blame ownership. I think you can blame management. I think you can look at players that have not developed, but I don't think anybody looks at it and goes, oh, Stefanski is the reason why those players have not developed. Stefanski is the reason why this is. Stefanski made the Watson trade. Like, nobody thinks those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's, like, very well respected. So if they have a bad season and he is the scapegoat, I think they'll regret it.
Interesting.
With that thought in mind, do you think they're on the clock? Do you think he's on the clock? Is Andrew Berry on the clock? And are they a package deal?
I mean, if you're going to try to restart the organization, you restart the organization. I have a lot of respect for Andrew Berry and the front office. And I think that the Watson trade, first of all, look, you know, at the time, he looked like a very good quarterback.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
Also, the order probably came from up high. You know, that a trade like that, Haslam's got to okay that. That's not Barry's doing. So, I wouldn't look at where this team is and be like, oh, the problem is the management. But I would understand why they would feel like they need to get a fresh start if this season goes really, really badly. Now, here's the thing. If the defense does what I think it's going to do, then I think they'll be able to come out of this season feeling like, okay, well, our defense, you know, that blip in 2024 was a blip. This is still a really good defense. Our coaching staff knows what it's doing. Either we've figured out we have something in Gabriel, or we've figured out we have something in Sanders, or let's go get a quarterback.
Aaron, I do think one of the things fans here are excited about is the running back situation. And, yeah, we lost Nick Chubb, and fans are still bummed out about that. But I think, you know, when you bring in a Buckeye, you're probably not hurting yourself at running back here in Cleveland, so the fans will enjoy that, too. Quinshon Judkins and Dylan Sampson, this does seem like it could be a pair that could be around here for a long time. It could be pretty fun. When you look at a season of maybe not pessimism, but just not having gigantic hopes, I think those two guys could have a long future. Just your thoughts on them and what their impact could be on this team.
I mean, I'm an analytics guy. We never get excited about running backs. I don't, you know, I look at them and I'm like, oh,
I'm going to send
hey,
you
look,
a bowl of sugar or something just to get you hyped up on this.
Running backs. Yeah. Like, yay, good. That's not, I mean, you know, are they nice running back? Listen, the reason why we never get excited about running backs is not that these men do not have a lot of talent and work ethic. It's that there's too many of them that have talent and work ethic. Look, the Browns just got two of them. I mean, there's too many good. The problem with running backs is that there's too many good running backs. And so I'm sure these are good running backs, but I don't feel like either of them is going to have the, you know, neither of them's Ashton Jeanty, right? Ashton Jeanty's the guy who everyone feels like what he can do before contact is so good that he can overcome a bad offensive line. Not saying that the Browns have a bad offensive line, because they have a good offensive line. But these running backs don't seem like they move the needle that much, but they also don't move it backwards. They seem like they're good running backs.
Aaron, will the Browns grow to regret trading Travis Hunter?
Oh, man, isn't that a great question? Because who knows? Yeah, that is one of the great, I mean, that is one of the great unknowns. If Travis Hunter is a one-way player, then they absolutely made the right trade. Because they got so much value for that pick, right? The odds that Travis Hunter as a one-way player is that much more valuable than Mason Graham, that he's worth all the picks they got in addition, is just near impossible. But if Hunter can do this two-way thing and is super special, then we have to have a conversation about it. But I absolutely understand why they made the trade. And Mason Graham is a pretty darn good player.
I got to ask you a fantasy question while I got here, too. Is there anybody on that Browns roster that you look at and say, okay, that's a guy I would pick, and I would pick him relatively? I'm not saying first round in your own personal draft, but is there anybody that excites you on that? I know analytics, but give me the one guy
he's scraping you
would draft on this for
I
fantasy
use my
perspective.
I use my analytics for fantasy football purposes, too. So,
yes.
The answer is no. And it's not, Jerry Jeudy on another team, it would be a different answer. But on this team with these quarterbacks, it's just hard to see him as someone you draft early in your fantasy league. And at running back, it's not like Judkins is like an absolute workhorse. You know they're going to share the role among all of them. And Njoku's not one of the earlier tight ends to go. So, no, there's nobody from a fantasy perspective that is really exciting.
All right. I'm not going to be emotional. Every game's at 1 o'clock on Sunday. They have one 9:30 a.m. game, and now no one's worth drafting in my fantasy job. I'm done. Season's over.
You have to be in like leagues with weird rules.
I'm
and
good
then
with that.
Guys will become drafting, like, the count return yards or something, and then you get on DeAndre Carter. I don't know.
All right, tell me about the FTN Football Almanac that's coming out on July 14th. What am I getting there?
Yeah, this is our book, man. It's available for pre-sale right now at ftnfantasy.com/almanac. And if you buy it before it comes out on Monday, you save $5, the chapters on all 32 teams, all of the fantasy projections, comments about all the skill players, all of our usual wit, all of our usual analysis. There are some surprising projections. There's some less surprising projections. There's a lot of interesting content in there about last year and a lot of interesting content about the year to come. FTN Football Almanac. Go to ftnfantasy.com/almanac. To pre-order it. It'll also be on Amazon in about a week and a half.
Aaron, thank you so much, and thanks for making it fun. We appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.